Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. My website is www.jbsba.com. When you get there, please subscribe to my free newsletter. It comes every week by email, and we're almost just about to start our fifth year with the letter. And I'll also remind you, in about 2 weeks, we're going to be starting our seventh year on the air. We're about to have our six-year anniversary. And one of the people who's helped us over the years to accomplish this is our good friend Gary Schilling. Gary's the president of A. Gary Schilling & Company. They're economic consultants and investment advisors. He publishes an outstanding monthly letter called The Insight that I'm a proud subscriber of. Many of you have seen his column in Forbes magazine. He's been a regular columnist there for years. He's the guy who talks to us about deflation and has written books about the topic, including Deflation, How to Survive and Thrive in the Coming Wave of Deflation, and he's our good friend. Gary, welcome back to the show.
Glad to be back, Jim.
It's good to have you back. He's also our resident bear, ladies and gentlemen, of our brain trust. And as you can tell, he takes some relish in that.
Well, I'm a beekeeper, too, so I guess you got to like bears if you're a beekeeper.
That's exactly
these
right.
Bears like honey.
Gary, in the past, you have joined us and told and explained to us about the concept of deflation. And you've identified the fact that there are two kinds of deflation. There's good deflation and bad deflation. Good deflation is when computer prices come down. And bad deflation is when the price of your home comes down. And that's my elementary way of explaining what you've taught me over the years. But what do we have right now in the global marketplace? Do we have any deflation?
Well, we're moving toward deflation, but it's a tough transition because so few people are prepared for it. Huge debt levels in the corporate sector, those are beginning to be addressed. Even more so in the consumer sector, where they're not. People are still borrowing headlong, particularly in real estate with this current bubble in real estate. There's also a tough transition as American business realizes that in the global excess conditions we have today, excess supply conditions, that they have no pricing power. In other words, they cannot raise prices as they used to pass on costs. You know, your wage bill goes up. You raise your prices accordingly, adding a little bit to fatten your profit margins, and your customers say, well, I know we have inflation, we'll accept it. That's gone. And with the excess capacity here and particularly abroad, we are really in a global world, and pricing power is gone. So American business has no choice but to cut costs. Most costs ultimately are labor costs. And so you have this odd phenomenon of tremendous productivity growth because you're getting more output per worker,
right.
But it's because you have fewer workers.
Gary, one of the things that I'm wondering is, rather than calling it deflation or inflation, can't we just say it's the 21st century? I mean, if you think about it, I mean, we saw a report recently that manufacturing jobs are off worldwide, including China, because of technology, because of increased productivity, as you mentioned earlier, resulting from technology. And so that's one of the things, and that's creating good deflation, as you've identified it for us before.
Right.
So what can't we just say, rather than wringing our hands one way or the other, can't we just say, you know what, it's the 21st century, it's not going to change, we're going to be living with limited pricing power for a long time, maybe in our lifetime.
Well, it's you might call it globalization, maybe that's another way of looking at it, but I think it is an aspect of deflation. There are many, many different pieces here. I mean, for example, Walmart now accounts for 7% of total retail sales in this country, a tremendous amount for one company. and they have reorganized the whole distribution network to knock out costs. I mean, they don't have warehouses. Their trucks go directly to the stores and unload. Right. Now, that sounds pretty simple-minded, but nobody did that before.
Right.
And so you have a lot of aspects of this, and this lack of pricing power is only one of them. It's very important to many businesses, but it's not the only one by a long shot.
Right. Gary, exactly. And the only thing I'm saying, though, is what I was thinking is when we talk about deflation, it almost makes it sound like this is a temporary condition that's either going to get worse or it's going to get better. And if it gets better, we won't have deflation. And I guess what I'm saying is, I think this is something we're going to be living with for a long time.
Whatever it is,
if it's deflation or whatever.
No.
Hold on to that thought. I want you to respond to that right after these messages. We'll be right back with our good friend Gary Schilling, ladies and gentlemen. It's 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
People call, say, beware, doll, you're bound to fall. You thought they were all kidding you.
We're back. 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in the hour straight ahead, Annabelle Dodd is our telecom expert, and she's going to talk to us about wireless. That's one of the things I know she's got on her mind, and that's coming up at the top of the next hour. And then we're going to be visiting with our good friend Ivan Meisner, and he wants to talk to us about networking, which he usually does, but today he's going to blend in the don't call list and how that's going to affect networking, and we'll get him on. That's coming up second half of the next hour. We're visiting right now with our good friend Gary Schilling. By the way, folks, I want to remind you that I mentioned your newsletter Insight a minute ago, and it's just an outstanding document, folks. But one of my favorite parts is a commentary that Gary writes for it, and it's just a very special piece of writing for me every month. And Gary, thank goodness, you've come out with a book that includes a collection of those commentaries, and it's called Letting Off Steam. And on behalf of me, for myself and all the people who get your letter, I want to thank you for putting those together.
Well, thanks. It's about 14 years worth of them every month for over 14 years.
Yeah, and that's available. Can I get that at any of the bookstores, at Amazon or whatever?
Yeah, you could get it through Amazon or through a bookstore, or you can get it directly from the publisher.
Right.
I'll give you a toll free number there.
Go ahead.
888-346-7444.
Can they find out?
Repeat that.
Go ahead.
888-346. 7444, and that's the toll-free number.
Can they also find out more about it on your website?
Sure can.
And give us
sure
the
can.
Give us the
it's www.agaryschilling.com.
Initial
no
A
and Schilling.
Yeah, initial A and then Gary, G-A-R-Y,
G-A-R-Y-S-H-I-L-L-I-N-G.
.com. And you can also order his Insight newsletter, the monthly newsletter that he sends out. Gary, I was talking about. By the way, folks, don't forget the other book that Gary has written. That's his flagship book, really, and that's the book called Deflation. Gary, the point I was making a minute ago is rather than saying, "Oh my God, does the Fed think we have deflation or not?" You know, is are we going to ever get cured of deflation? You know, and rather than thinking of it as this horrible thing, which I know it could be horrible, but basically, can't we just resolve that we're in a period that's going to last a long time, where we're going to, because of technology, because of the free flow of capital and goods and labor around the world, aren't we in a long period of time where prices are going to be pretty darn sustained, pretty low?
Well, that's correct. Deflation, historically, is a peacetime phenomenon. And what this says, that as long as we're in peacetime, which means we're not in some huge period of big government spending, which is normally in shooting wars, as long as that lasts, we'll have deflation. What has thrown things off was that we had really 60 years of war and 60 years of inflation, and that's because the Cold War followed World War II promptly, and then the hot phases, of course, Korea and Vietnam, and that gave many people the impression that we're in a different kind of world, but that was really a passing temporary phenomenon. 60 years in length made it pretty lengthy, but
right.
It still was the anomaly, and the norm in peacetime, and I think we are truly at peacetime now, despite Iraq, etc., those are not big spending items, nothing right. like World War II or the Cold War, and that says we're going to have these conditions indefinitely.
I think so, too, and I've been saying that. I guess I've become a good student of yours, Gary, and the thing that I keep talking to small business owners about, though, is rather than seeing this as a bad thing for us, in my opinion, this is an incredible time of opportunity for small businesses because I'm sure you've noticed this, Gary, more and more the average person, and it's filtering down the socioeconomic steps, the more and more the average American is valuing their time more than they are their money. And nobody is better at saving customers' time than small business owners are. So yeah. if we can't raise our prices and grow our sales that way and increase our margins by raising prices, if we can't do that, which we can't, and we cannot fight Walmart, as you said, they can buy things cheaper than we can sell them, but I should say they can sell things cheaper than we can buy them, but if we can't fight those guys on the pricing, which we can't,
yeah.
let's focus on what we do best, and that's delivering.
Well, yeah, that's right. As a matter of fact, in my deflation book, I talk at length about business strategies and point out that service is a very important ingredient at a time when you have no control over prices. And I agree with you, Jim. I think small businesses are uniquely able to adapt their services to the local situation. They're much more sensitive to what's going on in their own marketing area, in their own community, and therefore can adapt more quickly. But there's no question that somebody who's just selling a commodity, basically, hey, forget about it. Sooner or later, somebody's going to run you out of business. But if you've got a service component to that commodity, if you will, if it's delivery or it's carrying the styles that people want.
Or technical service, or even somebody...
Somebody running a auto repair operation. I mean, you know, for example, it's taken the big automakers decades, centuries, to realize that people aren't available during normal business hours to bring their cars in. They work too. They finally have introduced the idea of Saturday hours and evening hours. Well, you know, this is something that any small garage long ago realized that the owner there has to be available when the customers are, and that's not during the 9-to-5 period. They're working themselves. I mean, this is just, you know, it's an attack of common sense,
right.
But it's amazing how long it took big business. And again, big business often doesn't have that flexibility, to jump ahead.
They don't have. Stand by, Gary. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We'll be right back with our good friend Gary Schilling, the author of Deflation. Tintel, stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend Gary Schilling, and his website is GarySchilling.com. That's initial A, Gary Schilling, without the C, as he says, .com. Check it out when you get a chance. And his new book is called Letting Off Steam, which is a collection of his commentaries, and I certainly recommend them to you. And, of course, his perennial book, the book on deflation called Deflation. And it's all about how to survive and thrive in the coming wave of deflation. And, Gary, you know, when I first met you and we started talking about this, I really thought of deflation as this wave, as you call it, that's going to wash over us, but then it's going to go like a hurricane or a tsunami. It's going to wash on by, and eventually it'll go away. But I now believe, as we alluded to earlier, that we're in a extended period of time when, instead of it being deflationary or inflationary, it'll just be a time when it'll be very hard to raise prices. Some products will have it'll have a negative impact on, and some it'll have a positive impact on, depending on whether you're a buyer or a seller. But how long do you think it's going to take for this to level out across the globe, and for there not to be so many different influences on deflation, like all the ways that China is lowering prices right now through producing cheaper goods, and India is doing the same thing. India is really having an impact on the computer programming industry right now. And how long do you think it's going to be before all this settles down?
Everybody wants to sort of see things settle in. I think most businesses say, big or small, if we have stable, predictable conditions, we can adapt to them. I mean, that's the golden mean. That's what any business really wants. But the facts of life are that it never is that way, that there are always changes. And it's the adaptability that separates the sheep from the goats in business. Whether it's big or small business or in between, and the idea that this is going to stabilize, I think is just not a realistic view. China, now it's India. I mean, where is it going to be next? Things are going to change, and you got to be alert to them and adapt.
Well,
eventually, and that's why we're trying to tell people about deflation, because there's a lot of adaptation because everybody's been used to inflation.
Well, eventually, it's going to, I mean, somewhere down the road, China's going to max out. We're going to run out of continents to move goods to in a cheaper way. Maybe the United States will become the cheaper continent in 50 years.
Let me explain it this way. We did an extensive study on China. As a matter of fact, reported in our newsletter Insight early this year, you might recall, where we estimated that China now has 500 million people who are unemployed or underemployed. Most of them are in the hinterland.
Mm-hmm.
They want to move to the coastal cities where they have much higher incomes, much better job opportunities. And we figured that given reasonable growth in China, which is at high levels, but that continuing, it'll take at least 30 years to put all those people to work. Now,
yeah.
You know, if you're planning beyond 30 years, maybe you ought to say they're going to run out. But any reasonable time horizon says they've got an inexhaustible supply of labor, and it says they'll be the world's low-cost producer for decades.
So for as long as anybody can expect to foresee, we're going to have this kind of situation. And isn't it disingenuous, isn't it dishonest for politicians on either side of the aisle to blame the other one for if somebody doesn't have a job? I mean, it's really not about politics, is it?
Well, the political reality is that foreigners don't vote in U.S. elections, so they are very easy targets. And whenever you have high unemployment, and we've done a lot of work reported recently in our Insight newsletter, that unemployment is much, much worse in this country than the numbers of about 6% unemployed suggest. I mean, people are now 20 weeks between jobs. A few years ago, it was 12 weeks. But this has given a lot of fuel to the protectionists, you know, the Dick Gephardts of the world who are protectionists. Ross Perot earlier, he hasn't said much recently.
Right.
Pat Buchanan. I mean, they're on the left and the right, but these are the guys who stir up the monkeys, and they get a big audience when you have a lot of unemployment. And,
right.
And now it's not just lower end of the spectrum. It's professionals. Again,
right.
These Wall Street analysts are out of jobs, and that work's being done in India.
Yeah, exactly. Gary, that's going to have to be the last word. Thank you very much for joining us today. Good job, and we'll see you next time.
Okay, Jim.
Thanks, Gary. Gary Schilling, ladies and gentlemen. Don't forget, his new book's called Letting Off Steam. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and this program is for you. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.